last week brought a sudden, intense warm-up in the polar stratosphere, 18 miles high. That's far above where our weather is created. And yet, through a series of dramatic steps, it's likely to affect us. Experts first expect it to cause a polar vortex, a huge blob of icy air, to split into two parts. This, in turn, should put the North Atlantic Oscillation in a negative state. And that is famous for bringing us cold storms. Just a few months ago, this winter was forecast to be warm. And so far, that's been generally true. But now let's look more closely at that North Atlantic Oscillation, which has been known since 1770. When people notice that we seem stuck in a pattern, either for good or for bad, well, the NAO is that pattern. In 2010 and 11, the NAO was negative, and those winters were harsh and snowy. It was positive in 2000 and 2007, and we then had mild conditions. The North Atlantic Oscillation is simply the permanent high-pressure area that sits over the Azores, west of Portugal, and how it compares with the low pressure hovering over Greenland and Iceland, which is what gives them their chronic dismal weather. Sometimes that low is deeper, at the same time the Azores high is stronger, and this is a positive NAO, which channels warm air from the Gulf up the East Coast. Such a positive NAO was rare 60 to 100 years ago, but started becoming commonplace in the 80s and especially the 90s, which is why our winters are so much milder than what the old-timers remember. But in 2010, a negative NAO bucked the trend, meaning the Azores high was weak and the Greenland low was also weak. That let cold polar air pour into the northeast. So, this newly reinforced negative NAO could be welcome news for skiers. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.